Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik 'n maksimum van 23 vanmiddag, Johannesburg 22 en Bombela 24. Ons begin in Bloemfontein waar Olorato Mongale vandag ter ruste gelê word. Dat jink minister van polisie Polly Boshielo sal die diens bywoon. Mongale se liggaam is verlede Sondag in Lombardi West in Johannesburg gevind nadat sy 'n afspraak met haar vermeende moordenaar gehad het. Intussen het die polisie 'n man wat aanvanklik as 'n verdagte in die moord op Mongale beskou is, uit aanhouding vrygelaat sonder enige aanklagte. Nasionale polisiewoordvoerder Aslenda Mate sê voorlopige ondersoek het aan die lig gebring dat Fizile Ngubane, wat Vrydag aan die KwaMashu polisie oorhandig is, 'n slagoffer van ID-diefstal was. Mongale se vermeerde moordenaar Philang Nkosi Makanya is Vrydag deur die polisie in KwaZulu-Natal doodgeskiet, terwyl sy medepligtige Bongani Mtinkulu steeds voortvlugtig is.
Makanya allegedly identified Ngubane as a soft target and took his ID smart card and used it to wreak a SIM cards that Makanya would use to commit his long list of kidnapping and robbery crimes targeted at young women. At times, it's alleged that he would use Ngubane's bank card to buy at various clothing stores.
Makanya is met byna 30 ID's en 20 selfone in sy besit gevind. Die IFP se assistent hoofsweep in die parlement, Keta Mabala Petros Setole, is gisterand in Katlehong in Gauteng doodgeskiet. Hoewel besonderhede oor die aanval sover min besonderhede sover oor die aanval bekend is, het die IFP dit as 'n sluipmoordaanval bestempel. Die 68-jarige Setole was jarelank 'n lid van die IFP se nasionale raad en het ook verskeie leiersposisies bekleë. President Cyril Ramaphosa het die begrafnis van die ANC-vryheidsvegter Gertrude Schoppe as beide 'n hartseer en feestelike oomblik beskryf. Ramaphosa het tydens die gedenkdiens Schoppe geloof vir haar bydrae tot Suid-Afrika se demokrasie. Hy het veral klem gelê op haar rol in die totstandkoming van die grondwet en haar leierskap in die ANC-vroueliga geprys.
She saw to it that we have a constitution that gives everybody the rights that we all enjoy and we continue to live by the principles that she taught us, and we will keep on that path of making sure that the rights that she fought for are fulfilled.
Rugby nuus en twee Suid-Afrikaanse spanne is deur na die Verenigde Rugby Kampioenskap se halfeindronde. Die Bulls het Edinburgh gistermiddag met 42-33 geklop in die kwartfinale op Loftus in Pretoria. Afrigter Jake White sê hy is trots op sy span se deursettingsvermoë.
Not many teams that go 21-8 down in a quarterfinals and win it as convincingly as we did at the end there. But, you know, I think one lesson that we can't ignore is that we can't play with 14 men and give them two tries while you're down with 14 men and think you're always going to come back and win. I was just very happy that there was like a lot of fight and a lot of resilience and also learning.
Tussen die Sharks was rond van Munster in Durban geklop in 'n spannende kragmeting. Na die amptelike speeltyd was die twee spanne gelyk op met 24 punte elk. En 'n ekstra 20 minute speeltyd is aangekondig waarna die telling steeds gelyk op was. Die Sharks het uiteindelik 'n sanitêre stelskop kompetisie met 6 skoppe teenoor Munster se 4 gewen. Ek's Martine van der Walt Elers, our top story at this hour. Olorato Mongale will be laid to rest in Bloemfontein today.
Ah, good morning, Martina. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Good, thank you. Good, great news in rugby. Great news in rugby. The Bulls obviously did it convincingly. The Sharks, on the other hand, a bit more stressful. That was, I haven't seen a kickoff in years.
No, never. Like, yeah. I can't remember one.
Yeah, but it's a great day. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. It's a lucky year on weekend breakfast. Let's get into it.
Jacaranda FM plays. You love like this.
I'm going on during this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know.